Now listen to this. He said, scoop it up in his two hands or measure the sky between his thumb and his little fingers. Space, the heavens. Who but God can measure all of space, all of what's out there like this? Just measure it. Who but God? Let me show what I'm saying. They say that the universe is 93 billion light years in diameter. You say, Terrell, what is a light year? A light year is the distance light travels in a year. Light travels 6 trillion miles in a year. One light year, I'm going to say it again now. One light year is 6 trillion miles. Okay, one more time. One light, just one now, is almost 6 trillion miles. In the universe is 93 billion light years in diameter. God, and he measures it between his thumb and his little finger. Who but God? Talking about God, who has put all the earth's dirt in one of his baskets? Just scoop it up. All the dirt in the earth, scoop it up in his little basket. Weighed each mountain and each hill. You ever seen the mountains? I can remember we meet Jeffrey and we flew out to LA, yeah, California, yeah. And we flew, I guess we're going across Nevada, and we could see them mountains where we were. Them things was huge, amen. I mean, they was huge. God weighs each mountain and each hill, amen. Verse 13, verse 13. Who could ever have told God what to do or taught him in his business? What expert would he have gone to for advice? What school would he attend to get justice or learning? What God do you suppose might have taught him what he knows, showed him how things work? Listen, the nations of the world are but a drop in the bucket compared to the Lord God Almighty. Turn to verse 18. So who even comes close to being like God? To whom or what can you compare him to? Not nothing. Verse 25. So God says, who is like me? I can hear God. Who like me? Who is like me? Who can compare themselves to me? Who holds account to me, says the Holy One. He says, look at the night skies. Who do you think made all this? You know, you do something real good. Who you think did it? They used to tell me one of my jobs I used to go on to. What? You mean you don't tell your kids? You don't let your kids believe in Santa Claus? I said, no. I tell them, who do you think about all this? Me and your mama. I said, Santa Claus ain't getting none of my glory. I want it all. I swiped that card and wrote that me, Toya. Hey, you think I'm going to let Santa Claus get it? Oh, thank you, Santa Claus. We want those hugs and kisses. Amen. Amen. Not Santa Claus, no. God said, who you think made all this? God said, who marches this army of stars out each night, counts them all, then calls each one of them by name. The number of stars is so many, there's not a number available that we can put it to. There are hundreds of billions of galaxies, and in each galaxy are hundreds of billions of stars. There ain't no number we can put to that. And God names each and every one of them. And never repeats itself. This is the God. This is the God that we serve. Amen. This is the God. So, Jesus says some things about you. God says some things about you. So what I'm working on, if God said it, you can take it to the bank. It's a done deal. It's done. Turn to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. Reading is out the King James. Now we read in Revelation where he said that God made man. He said, let us make man, make him in our own image. And the Bible says that he blessed us. We got to understand what the blessing does. This, to me, this is one of the best definitions of the blessing I have ever come across. Amen. You know, we always say empowered. How Bishop says blessed and can't help it. Amen. Empowered to win. This is what God says about the blessing. Y'all ready? Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. He said, the blessing of the Lord. No, we're talking about the blessing now. God said he blessed us. That's what we have. That's what we are. The blessing of the Lord. What's the purpose of the blessing? What does the blessing do, y'all? It make you rich. And he had no sorrow with it. You are blessed. If the blessing make you rich, I can say you are rich. You rich. Millionaire. You rich. You blessed. You rich. You rich. You blessed. Amen. Now, before somebody argue with me, did Therese say that? Mm-mm. Who said it? God Almighty. And God said, just as sure as it come out of my mouth, it will not return unto me void. But it's going to accomplish what I sent it out to do. It's going to get the job done. Amen. First Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Come on, turn around. Let's look at it real quick. Say amen when you hear it. Who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. I'm telling you, we ought to get to a point that we don't let sickness creep itself upon our body. The time we feel something, the word of God ought to be coming out of our mouth. Why? Because the great God Jehovah himself has spoken that by his stripes, we already, not you are healed, we were healed. We've been healed. We already healed. Amen. We're teaching our kids, you know, they get quick, mom and daddy, my stomach hurt. You know, they like, well, rub their back. All right. We don't stop. Listen now, as soon as you feel something, you come get me. Say, dad, mom, y'all come agree with me because my stomach is hurting, but it's going to leave right now. Oh, we got them in training. Amen. You pray. I'm not going to pray, but I'm going to agree with you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to get aggressive with it. Jesus! You know how we rock and roll. Come on. Spit a little bit. I'll let you spit right now. Come on. Amen. Amen. Come on. Don't put up with sickness in your household. Don't put up with sickness in your family. Don't put up with sickness in your body. Amen. You speak to it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's look at John chapter 14, verse 27.